Hello, you're listening to the Bonded Books podcast, where we discuss books, fight over book boyfriends, and the lack of filter is a family trait. If you're lucky, you might even hear one of our dogs barking in the background. Because hey, if we have to deal with them, then so do you. We hope to dazzle you with our discussion while not being hurtful to the authors we feature. Success not guaranteed. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hi, my headphones were not connecting for some reason to the computer.
Oh, did you get them to work?
Yeah, I just got them to work. So I was like, oh, great, here we go.
Okay, well, I'm glad they worked. I feel like my microphone is picking up a ton of background noise, or it's just like I can't get the volume to work for some reason, even though I didn't change anything with it. So hopefully I'm not blowing out your eardrums.
I'm having the opposite problem. I'm having it. The volume's turned way up and I'm like, why am I not hearing anything? What is happening? So we're fine. Everything's okay. Fine. No problemo.
For this book that we're doing today, I swear we did a book by this author already, but I checked through all of our episodes like multiple times and could not find the episode.
Actually, her name, when you said it, when you picked this book, I was like, that name sounds familiar.
This is the author that did Games with the Orc. Didn't we do an episode on that book?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's the episode I was looking for, and I could not find it anywhere.
Odd.
Yeah, if we do an author a second time, I try to kind of say, you know, hey, we already talked about this person. Here's the episode info. So if anybody can find the episode info for when we did Games with the Orc, let me know, because I could not freaking find it anywhere.
Oh my God, we have hit an all-time low in our... Here is yet another reason why we should not be allowed to do this. We have to depend on our supposed listeners to find it.
I feel like I'm going crazy, though, because we also keep the book list on Amazon. So that way people can, you know, just look at our book list and they could find all the books easily if they want to read them themselves. This book is not on the book list. Anyways.
We're for sure going to talk about this book, though.
Yes, and hopefully this episode doesn't disappear on us.
Yes.
I don't know what the hell happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, you want to just jump right in?
Yes, please.
Okay. Today's book is The Alpha of Bleak Isle by Catherine Moon, and it is book one in the Dragonkin series, which actually just came out this book maybe a month and a half ago. So it's a new series by her. The dedication says, "To my little dragon, she's a cat."
Yeah. And they are crazy.
She also says in the beginning that she started sharing this story chapter by chapter through her Patreon in 2023. So I guess if people are interested in joining her Patreon, they can get some of her stories in advance.
Yeah, I have vowed, even though there are multiple times I wish I had Patreon, that I'm not paying for one more service.
Yeah, I'm not interested in having a Patreon or joining a Patreon, because if I did, I could see myself going down the rabbit hole of joining 7 million and then I'm spending, you know, $100 a month for all this added shit I don't need.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Sometimes I feel bad because it is a good way to support not just authors that do this, but there's also artists that do these sorts of things. But I just financially can't afford it.
Well, I know, that's it. Everything's getting more and more expensive. Cost of living keeps going up just to survive. And then, you know, what are you supposed to do? You got to be particular in what you select.
My notes, I have a generic summary and then I have a bunch of little quotes that I highlighted, because I'll just admit right off the bat, like, I was obsessed with the alpha in this book. So I've like a lot of little things in this book that I liked. I'm probably just going to talk about him a lot, or his relationship with the girl in the book.
Okay.
A lot.
That's fine. All right.
So this is technically an Omega verse, but she calls it a sweet verse. And
it's very different. It was nothing like I thought. I was all ready because I don't usually like Omega verses because they're so brutal. I'm like, is this actually an Omega verse? I don't know. It's very different.
So she says this version of Omega verse is unlike my sweet verse series in many ways. I'm not sure what that series is. I haven't heard of it before. But anyway, so there's dragons. She outlines the rules, quote unquote. And she says, some of which might be lies, which was hilarious.
Yeah.
Beta and Omega are closer to alternate terms for biological sex, meaning betas are male and omegas are female. And Alpha is the strongest dragon in a geographical region and rules over the area like a king. They can be deposed by a beta during a physical challenge. A new Alpha undergoes physical changes that lead to them going into a rut, a cycle which occurs every 10 years. Betas, or male dragons, can only be conceived during a rut. There is no mating, just partnership. Aside from alphas, only beta dragons have wings. Some, but not all, of betas can transform into full dragons. And then you can go on her website if you want to check the trigger warnings.
Yeah, more and more authors are doing that. Go someplace else if you want to find trigger warnings, but that's fine.
At least they're doing them. Not a lot, but some authors refuse to even do them, which is annoying.
That's ridiculous. Well, you know.
So the book is about 400 pages long. The story actually really reminded me of Bridgerton, but they're dragons, if that makes any sense. Dragon shifters, or part dragons, I guess I should say.
Is it because you just watched Bridgerton a little while ago?
No, because there's the lords and the ladies, and this woman, or the Omega, is basically a wallflower. A lot of things in the story reminded me of, like, the Bridgerton, I don't know, is that Regency era stuff?
Yes.
Books that you read?
Mm-hmm.
So the Alpha is Lord Ronson Cadogan. He has been in the position for about 50 years. He kept delaying the selection of an Omega, but this year is the year that he's finally going to pick someone. He has a very clear option for the quote-unquote perfect Omega, but he ends up selecting someone wholly unexpected. As romances tend to go, this wallflower turns out to be the perfect Omega for him.
Yeah, she does.
I had this highlight from chapter one because it was fucking hilarious. I don't know if anybody used to watch this show. Kids in the Hall was the TV show. And this really reminded me of that show. The quote I have is, with one eye closed, I poised my fingers with his silhouette between them and then pinched them shut, imagining squished between my giant's grip.
Yeah, and that was funny.
So in the TV show, they used to do that motion, but they would do it just for the head, and they would say, I'm crushing your head.
Yes, that's right.
And the Alpha describes the female main character. Her name is Marwyn.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he says, her stomach was soft and her ass was incredibly full and plush against my hips. Interesting. Distracting, even.
Yeah, I was surprised they described her like that. I'm like, okay, so she's not the perfect, like the woman he was supposed to pick was described as being absolute perfection, and you know, everybody in the town thought for sure he was going to pick Adeline, was her name. Adelaide. I don't have a lot to say about this book. I'm really going to be listening to you.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, go ahead.
So when he does pick the wallflower, he essentially just goes down the row of all the eligible Omegas, and he, I think, just says, you'll do. And so, she's shocked. Everyone's shocked. And so she thinks, you'll do? Do for what? I met his stare, and the answer was obvious and yet absurd. Don't be sick, I thought again. But then I realized I wouldn't be sick because I wasn't even breathing. The edges of my vision were growing black. And yes, that was a smile on his lips, small, but there. And it was vanishing now, his brow creasing with worry. Fainting was a slight improvement on vomiting, at least.
Yeah. It's sad because she, you know, her nickname is Mouse. Her parents don't even think she's, you know, worthy of getting an alpha. They sold her basically to an old man who basically had already gone through a couple of alphas because they didn't think she was worthy enough. Nobody really supported her, believed in her, or felt bad for her. So when she's picked by this alpha, she's like, what is happening?
She's really not prepared. Like, she gets picked by the alpha, and so it is an Omegaverse, and so she has to build a nest, which I found it to be very different from how a nest is in a wolf shifter Omegaverse. But she's so not prepared to be chosen by anybody that she doesn't even know how to build a nest. So she ends up like reading some, like she does it, it's horrible. So then she tries to read some books to try to make it better, which I felt bad for her. Like, that's how low her hopes were of ever being selected. She didn't even study right. or do anything.
Yeah, I mean, all she liked to do was read.
Right.
Just kind of like Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and someone even tells Ronson, you took an Omega to prove to the betas that you could, that you'd have an heir. But it seems you took the one they valued least.
Yeah, it was sad. The only person that thought she was going to be good was his half-brother. What is his name? Neil. He's the one that said, you know, she's interesting because he had been watching her. They'd all been watching her. And it was very obvious that everybody else was so into this. And she was like just walking through the garden reading a book.
Yeah, because she has no expectation of being picked. So she doesn't really put herself out there. And so, like you said, he has a half-brother who I believe is half-human, half-dragon. And it says he had the wings of a dragon and the lifespan of one, but none of the scent marking of a beta and no authority. And he was in this book a lot, so I'm sure he's going to have his own book eventually.
And yeah, I'm sure he will.
Yeah, there's a bunch of other alphas throughout the book. The one that sticks out the most to me is Darosh. He was the alpha of the Craven Sea, and he's basically a dragon pirate.
Yeah, he was the most interesting person to me, too. He was the alpha of the seas, right?
Mm-hmm. Of the Craven Sea, and that position basically turns over pretty often as these like pirate takeovers happen. And so Ronson finally does select that Omega, and this will lead to him having an heir being conceived the next time he ruts. The betas on Bleak Isle don't want him to have an heir, though, so they cause mischief to delay his rut, even starting a very large fire at one point. Like I said, this was Bridgerton in nature, but Ronson, I felt like, was a fairly progressive alpha. One of the Omega women asks to leave the Isle to travel, and he actually grants that request, which a lot of the beta males get pissed off about. And he also tells Marwyn that there is an illegal contraceptive that he can get for her, since the Omegas tend to die in childbirth, and he's basically growing fond of her. So yes, he wants an heir, but he also doesn't want to risk something happening to her in childbirth. So he gives her the contraceptive and says, it's up to you if you want to take it or not. You don't even have to tell me until you're comfortable telling me what you decide.
Yeah, and she really doesn't want to have children. But there's a couple of things that I did not like in this book. One being the Omega's only purpose and value is having an heir for these people. It's the males that are the most important thing in the entire book, and the majority of females die in childbirth. And even the one that wanted to leave and go explore the world, they're not free to have their own opinion. They're, you know, really controlled by the men.
Yeah, but that's what reminds me so much of this time period that these other historical romances are set in. That's how it was back then. That's how women were treated. Well,
It's true. You're right. All right.
So the story did start out with some very early chapter sexy times, which made me a little nervous because I'm like, oh my gosh, are we like 5 or 6 chapters in? He's going to go straight into a rut. But we don't, because all those betas start causing problems for the alpha. So I appreciated that because I didn't want it to just be an erotica. I wanted more of the relationship buildup.
And well, you certainly got it.
Yes. It kind of goes like fast and then they put the brakes on and then they finally do eventually start having sexy times. He enters his rut, which actually triggers a heat in Marwyn, which is a very rare occurrence. And as males tend to do, he is thoroughly pleased with himself that he was able to trigger her heat.
Yeah.
And they end up doing...
nothing to do with it.
Yeah, they end up doing this rut heat cycle thing for 3 weeks. And then his brother's like, y'all have been stuck in this room for 3 weeks. You have to get out. You have to like drink some fucking water, like shower yourself, right? Something.
Yes. You need to eat. There's business that you need to attend to since you're the alpha of the island.
Yep. So a lot of this stuff is going on. Marwyn is, of course, reading books and trying to figure out how to be a good Omega since she was really not prepared. So while she's doing that, she finds an old text about mates, which is a lost practice in pairings and also illegal. But there's some kind of weird things happening between them. And so now this kind of clarifies why all of these things are happening or these feelings they're having, because he keeps wanting to bite her and he's not really sure why. Oh, he does, of course. She's up biting him. Then my note says, bang, bang, boom. They seal the bond and she ends up getting her own dragon form. And
yeah, I was kind of surprised. They don't have the females. The Omegas don't have a dragon form.
Right.
I was surprised.
Yeah, they don't have wings or anything, which, yeah, was interesting. I guess there's these different levels of dragon because the alpha always has wings, but also can shift into the dragon. A beta always has wings and sometimes can shift into a dragon. And then the Omega doesn't have anything.
Of course. That's sad. I want to fly.
Right. So she does get that dragon form. I really liked when she did her shift. I thought that was a really cool scene. And of course, this is towards the end of the book. So she ends up helping Ronson fight those betas to, and then she also has to prove that they're mates. And the story ends with some celebratory sexy times. But let me check my quotes that I have highlighted. At one point, Ronson tells her, because of course she's got this like hourglass figure, but that's not the, she essentially has an hourglass figure when it's more of 1920s flapper girl vibe. And so it's more of the stick figure people.
Right.
And
yeah.
So she's trying to smush her body into that fashion. And he tells her at one point, your corset is a crime I'd like to burn.
Yep.
And this was hilarious when they start doing some stuff together. Really not much, but they start doing some stuff together. She's a little nervous. So he says like, well, you can explore me and just kind of like get comfortable with like how a male, an alpha male looks. And so he's like laying on his stomach. And I think she's like messing with his wings. And it says his motion revealed a softly furred mound of flesh between his thighs. And I reached down, grazing my fingers, marveling at the strangeness. And so, of course, he like yelps a little bit. And she's like, what's this? And so he groans and says, and he basically says, like, those are my balls. They're very sensitive.
Yeah. She has no clue what a male looks like. She doesn't know anything. She's not prepared at all. It's very sad. They don't prepare the woman for the wedding night.
Right. And another, he makes a lot of comments about her corsets. And he says, "Those corsets leave marks on your skin, Marwyn. And I am jealous. The only marks you bear should be the ones I make."
Yeah, I like that.
When he does bite her, it says, he releases some venom, which I guess is the dragon portion of him.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And this is when his half-brother comes to check on them. He says, "Ronson, are you alive?" And then Ronson responds, "Leave." I called back, my voice rough and crackling. His voice muttered something inaudible, but his steps retreated with the final parting shot of, "It's been 3 weeks."
Yeah. And that was a big concern. That is her responsibility when he goes into this rut. She's been told by the cook that make sure he stops to drink water. Make sure you feed him. We'll be taking food up to the room, but you're responsible for making him stop because he's so crazed. It was a little creepy, I thought. I hate the word rut. It's like the word moist. I don't like it.
So he goes through this every 10 years, but because he didn't want an Omega and an heir, I think he's always done this period with human. And so,
yeah.
I guess this is the first time he's actually been with an Omega. One of the things I liked was how DeRoche was described. So it says, "DeRoche, who laughed without any reserve, a boisterous sound that must have carried over waves and through storms. To me, Ronson had always been like thunder, heavy and quiet, comforting and threatening at the same time. This man was the sea, huge and dangerous and beautiful."
Yeah, he sounds great.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to have a book at some point. This was funny. Ronson says to her, "You said I couldn't bite until after, which means you've cause to think I can bite you. And Marwyn, my teeth ache every time I look at you. My jaw grinds to keep me from sinking my bite onto your lovely throat. I'm not sure how much longer I can avoid it." And she just responds, "Perhaps you should go and see a dentist."
Yes. She's very at ease with talking to him about her thoughts, which is nice. She's not a cowering, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's very smart. And the more he gets to know her, the more he's impressed with her and proud that she is his alpha. I'm sorry, Omega. She's his Omega.
I think because he is the alpha, so a lot of people are yes people or sugarcoat it. And she's never been like that, even before she was selected and she thought she had absolutely no chance. She's always told it to him straight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And he appreciates that. Uh-oh.
Hold up. I'm going to drink some water.
All right. Jeez.
Okay. Another thing about DeRoche that was interesting was that when she does turn into that dragon and she gets her own wings, it said that the only person not absolutely flabbergasted to see an Omega with her own wings was DeRoche, which meant somehow, somewhere, he'd seen them before. Interesting.
I know, right?
Yeah, so I don't know if that's going to play into...
I think it will play into his story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it will.
Yeah, and then the epilogue, I was actually surprised by the epilogue because the epilogue is 150 years later and Ronson is trying to essentially retire or step down as alpha. And one of his kids, boy or girl, will become the next alpha of Bleak Isle. We just don't know which one. And that's how the story ends.
Yep. That day.
Yeah, I was really surprised it picked up so much further down the line. I guess because maybe because they have that super long lifespan. I just thought it would be a little time jump and build up the story for the next person more, but it didn't.
Yeah, I was also surprised because it's like they still have all those other books to cover, but, you know, I'm sure she can still do that.
Yeah, maybe time jump with the gap in the between new book. Or something.
Right. So what'd you think of this book?
I really liked it. It was really long, though, so I'm hoping maybe future books in this series aren't as long because we don't need so much of the, like, laying the foundation as we do in book one.
But yeah, I agree.
I thought it was interesting. It's also probably good timing that Bridgerton did come out recently, so it was kind of like reading a story similar to what I was watching on Netflix, but I liked them together. He's an alpha, but not an asshole. And her having the mate bond with him, which was a surprise for all of them. And then her own form and everything was kind of fun. So I'd probably give this like 4 to 4.5 wet panties.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
Yeah. I'll definitely read some of the future books, which surprisingly, there's no information on her Instagram as to when that's going to be, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, this is her most current series, isn't it?
Yes.
This is the one she's working on now, yeah.
I mean, this one did just come out, so I'll try to be a little patient.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. But yeah, I actually pretty much enjoyed this a lot, surprisingly. I wasn't sure. I was a little hesitant, but it took me a while to read it because it was so long, but I did like it.
Well, it's good. Good.
What about you?
I did not like it for a lot of reasons. It was a little confusing to me because they were doing so much information dumping and there were so many people. I'm like, I can't keep this straight. That could be a me problem. It probably is. I don't know. I also had to psych myself up for this book because I don't really like Omega books because I feel like they're kind of abusive to women. And this book, when I read it, I was like, oh, this isn't like any normal Omega book. Even though she said at the beginning, it's not your typical Omega. It was very different. I just kept, every time they tried to have sex, they got interrupted, which was the plan of the betas to try to keep him from having sex with her. I mean, there were scenes in the book that I thought were sexy, you know, when they finally do get together. It just was not a book for me. I would probably give it 2 wet panties.
Okay, I do agree with you about them constantly getting interrupted because I kind of liked it because it let them build up their relationship. But then at the same time, it happened quite a bit. So kind of annoying.
Yeah, it's like the whole purpose of him picking this Omega is so that he can, you know, have sex with her. And all you hear about is this rut. But it's like, Jesus Christ, when are you guys going to finally do it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that.
All right.
Maybe if they had gotten interrupted like one less time or...
Yeah.
There was,
or 2 last times.
Yeah, because they would get interrupted and then it wasn't like, oh, we were interrupted and then like that. So they get interrupted in the morning. So they're going to try again at night. No, it seemed like they would get interrupted and then it would be like days would pass before they would try again. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, because not only would they get interrupted, but he had a lot of island business again, which was the plot of these betas. That would keep him away late at night. And I'm like, good God, if I were newly wedded to someone and they did this, I'd be so pissed. It's like, could you at least give me 24 hours?
Yeah. Okay. And what else are you reading?
I am reading, hold on one second. I have my list here. Oh, the book that we reviewed for Kenley Davidson, the series, The Faceless Mage, I ended up reading that whole series. I finished book up I finished book six. It was super good. I thought it was great. I think you for sure should read them. I think you'll like them. And then that series at the end of the book, book six, it said, if you want more of this world, the next series is Night Elves of Abria. So I started reading that book, and it's called In Darkness Forge, which is book one of the Night Elves series.
Okay, I am actually almost done with book three in that series, The Hidden Queen. So,
are you liking it?
I am. So I did start that.
Okay, good. I really like book six. It's like over the top good. And then I had read the book, the next book that we're going to review. And then I read the second book in that series also.
Oh, geez, so you're... I guess I better start reading that book then.
Yeah, book two was hilarious. I laughed out loud. And now I'm reading book three of that series. I'm sorry. I made a note that the book three in that series comes out this month. Supposedly comes out sometime this month.
Okay.
So the only thing I'm currently reading is the first book of the Night Elves series by Kenley Davison. Highly recommend her books. I think she's a great writer.
Okay.
I
tried to read Bonded by Thorns by Elizabeth Hellen.
Okay.
It was a reverse harem take on Beauty and the Beast, which I was like, okay, I'll give it a whirl. Beauty and the Beast retellings are not my favorite. And I ended up hating it. So, what? Oh, well, I tried. Whatever.
Who was with other people? I mean, who else besides the Beast? You said a reverse harem, right?
All of the guys are beasts. They all represent different fae courts. They're fae shifters. It just wasn't for me.
Uh-huh.
Then I also read Wings So Wicked by Emily Blackwood. That was okay. It's book one and I believe a duet. So when book two comes out, I'll read that. Hopefully it's good. I read book three in the Silver and Orchids series by Sherry L. Tapscott. That was good. That was the end of that series. I'm currently reading The Hidden Queen, like I just said. And I am kind of excited because we have done this author before, but Amy Kuvalainen, I really like her stuff. She had posted on her Instagram that I guess she didn't have the rights to some of her books. She must have been with a publishing company or something.
Oh, mm-hmm, yes.
And she recently got the rights back. And so she re-released a couple books in one of her series. Those actually just got re-released. So I just downloaded them so I could read them. One of the books is called The Immortal City. And the other one, I believe, is The Sea of the Dead. Maybe it's a trilogy because it looks like the same couple on the covers. And
nothing makes... Oh, go ahead. More? You've read more? Good Lord.
No. The only... I haven't even read those. I just downloaded them so I wouldn't forget. And another book came out by Jay Bree. Finally came out after delays and delays and delays. That one is The Throne of Honor and Blood, which, hold on. I want to say we did the prequel for this on the podcast. Let me look up what the name was, though. Let me see. Where are all her books? The series by her. The series is... Oh, this is the one that I believe the prequel was called... Whoops. The Scepter? I think that's what we did on the podcast. There was a prequel from the female main character's point of view, and then there was another prequel by the guy's point of view, if I'm remembering correctly. So, for some reason, those are not coming up in Goodreads as part of the series. I'm not sure why. Because they are.
Right. But
that book two in that series finally released after a lot of delay. So I also downloaded that to read eventually.
You know, I just
Go ahead.
I just was looking at my notes while you were trying to find the name of it. And we did do Games with the Orc. I have notes. So we did do it. So that's weird that we don't have it.
Yeah, I'll have to go back through.
We did that in 23.
Yeah, the scepter, it says the Mortal Fates 0.1, just an interesting way of labeling a book, but okay.
Yeah, do you think that is like a prequel?
It was.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
It was a prequel.
It's very hard. Oh, we even liked this book. Because now that I see my notes, I'm remembering the book.
Right. So I liked that series, so I've kept reading it. So if anybody had listened to our episode a long time ago and they also kind of liked it, she also has stunning covers on her books.
Yeah, I liked in this Kenley Davidson series, I like all her covers, even the Night Elf. I mean, if you look at nothing else, look at the cover. I'm like, I love this.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, I realized when I was reading the sixth book in that series, and it's the final book, I hate when a series ends. It's terrible. I get so sad and upset. It's like, oh, I've enjoyed this so much, being lost in this whole world, and it's gone now.
Oh, well, I mean, you could always do a reread, I guess, but it's not the same.
I don't ever do the same thing twice. I have such a long list, but at least now I have a long list of her books. So I'm like, okay, hopefully the Night Elf series will be as good as this other series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and let me announce the next book before I forget.
Yes, please.
So it's a T.S. Joyce book, and yay! It is Fastlander Fury.
Yeah. You haven't started this book, you said? Well, we are kind of ahead.
Not really. I mean, this episode releases in a couple days, so we're really not ahead. But I will read it next, so that way we can record it soon, so we can get ahead. And it's knowing where it's a little bit shorter.
Yes, it is. And do you think that this podcast will come out on time? I mean, our worlds are all messed up.
Yes, it will. But I'm just saying we're not recording the day this podcast episode releases, but we're also not recording super far in advance. So I'm going to edit this real quickly today so that I can get it off my mind, get it scheduled for the release. And if I have time, I want to also go through the freaking list of all the books that we've done episodes on and actually write it in a list instead of having to scroll through the Spotify or scroll through the Amazon list. I want to have it in like one document to make it easier to search by name.
We'll see, because I do all my notes in either Google Docs or Google Sheets. That's how I found that one. I just went in there and did a search. But it would be nice if I could just do a file and put all my notes from all these books, because you're going to go through over 3 years of, okay.
Well, but I also delete my notes as soon as we're done with the episodes.
Oh, I don't delete any of my notes. Do you want to come over and look at my? Do you want to come look at my thing? I don't delete any of my notes. It's terrible.
Yeah, I can't do that. Seeing all that shit in there, I can't do it.
I just click it out of it. I just go away from it.
Yeah, but it's still, you can still see it in your like list of documents. I don't like that. I'm like that with everything. I don't like that for emails. Like if I have to actually scroll down to get to the next grouping of emails to view in the pane, it's too many emails. I got to delete some stuff.
Okay.
It's like digital clutter. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't care. I live in clutter. Yeah, as you know by looking at my house, right?
Right.
Hey, then. Shut up. Don't make fun of my clutter. Holy shmoly.
All right. Well, I'm going to edit this and do a bunch of laundry and, yeah, start on that next book since apparently I'm super behind.
You're not super behind. I'm just super ahead because I usually like her books. And also, I want to say happy, happy anniversary to you and your husband. How many? 18 glorious years. 18 glorious years. I don't think I've even known a man, a member of the opposite sex, for 18 years. So, wow. I'm super impressed.
Thanks. Me too.
All right. Well, you have an awesome day, honey.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Bonded Books Podcast. You can rate and review us on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Our email is bondedbookspodcast@gmail.com. And check the show notes for a link to all of our social media.